We get in the car and daf and set this might cut in the vav begin on base get the masla begin with the gemara. May mash can sell the gudget. We can't water a field that's gudget. Piers, what does that mean? It means base abal, which is a non-irrigated, rain watered field. And the reason is lefishur dagol is yavish. It's normal. It's accustomed to be dry because with gudget is bedalis, which means something that's dried up. And v'chem pedesh ba'arach b'taisa rav. Now that's in the arach. Now taisa rav. In the Taisus Harav, actually, his gear says Beresh. Like we find Migugar, like it draws. And that's what, or at least so the Garur, which again is would be a reference to that of the Ste Bisabal, which it draws. And again, it doesn't need as much rain as a Sod Beseshlach. Now, the sages, they permit by this and by that, which is two cases. And Bahani Tre Plukta, the Bahak Baraisa, and the two machlegs in this Baraisa, which is by Sod Besabal and by seeds that weren't watered before Yomtiv, is Heinekim Plukta Masin, it's like some of the machlegs in the Mishnah, and the Tanakam the Hacha, where it was Yaakov, of the Mishnah, it's the same two machlegs that we had. Tinrik says Mas to begin with the Gemara Shadil Tarbutze, which says Tais Bekasha. Now, it's difficult, because essentially we were saying that. The halach is going to be you're allowed to do tarbutze, which is like the chacham. Now that's typical chaimelam, but we rule mishnah shabalaz kabanaki. It's precise and clean. And how could Rabbina rule not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? But he takes Rabbi additionally. It's asked in Taisus the Rabbina Gufe, Rabbina himself, that permits over here because what's going to take longer will now grow quicker, which is essentially a profit, not for loss. He's the Amal El. He was previously said on the Avdal Manal of Madlin Yerakas. You're allowed to draw low for vegetables if you want to eat it. But to make it better, us is forbidden. So you see that for profit is forbidden. So how could he go ahead and permit this Afli to Khalifi? Tiritz, on that type of answers, the Tabitza in the Kim Hashka Porta. This Tabitza that you're allowed to do is only watering it a little bit. And that's, and therefore, it's not a regular watering, which you're right, would be forbidden. And based on this, near the Ochem Bishop, it seems that this is the interpretation. The high tabitza, shortly tabutze, that a filler with Elazar ben Yaakov, even according to Elazar ben Yaakov, that yeah, usually also says that profit is forbidden. Chaycha the short avon, because just like the rabbis permit afli l'shavi harfa to make what would take longer, that it grows quicker. Yam Elazar ben Yaakov, yata yamkin, Ashkar Puti also allows to water it a little bit, and he would agree, even though it's only for profit. So there was not a difficulty. Or, could explain that Shema Saver, maybe Ravina held the Kerbalaza Bahashka, that yeah, watering is forbidden, but a pulling Barbatza, but he disagreed with him regarding Harbatza, and that's considered a malach, and that we all like the Chum that's permitted. Now, the Yeshma Fashim, some explain the Plukta, the Soda Goda, the Machlekis regarding the dried field of the Baisa, Lavai, the Plukta Masnin. It's not the same as we said in the previous places, that the same Machlekis in the Mishnah, the Maibar, the Balaza, but the Benakva Chacham. Rather, you could say that even the Chum, the Baisa, would hold like a Blazim Yaakov of the Mishnah, that profit is forbidden. But there's disagreeing regarding this dry field to make that which would be delayed to make it quicker. The Tanakam considers that as for profit and hence forbidden. No, it's not considered as just profit. Why? Because some like better that which grows later, and that it should be finished better and better ripen. So it's not necessarily just a profit. It's like a preference, and therefore, it would have a different halacha. And therefore, they wouldn't be considered just as profit. Vanach Pirish Rabbi Nachmanal, he explains that Ravina. That Ravina said like this. Shema, we know we can infer from this that Haytar Bitza is Pirish. What does that mean? The Sadish in the Zerua Dain. It's talking about a field that wasn't watered yet. That wasn't planted yet. That they already had watered beforehand, which appears to be planted. Oh, that's what I was saying. Mutlash kaidem my dad, you can water a chalashim maid, which is lazar achamaid, to go ahead and plant it after yamtiv, because we don't want it to dry up over the yamtiv. And because the sabal of Rabbi Yaakov, because he holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, dumb that he says, zroim shusas lebnei maid regarding seeds that were already watered from before yamtiv, that again, if you bet you're allowed to water on Chol HaShemayim. And Iksav in Ravina held, Tabitza Abba Kamei Zroim, It's like seeds that were watered from before Yom Tov, which again, if you're not going to water, it's going to dry up. And the Hainu Shem Tabitza, because that's exactly where it gets the etymology of the word Tabitza, Shehebitzuhu Koidim Hamayit, that it was already settled, meaning watered, from before Chol HaShemayim. That's what Ravina is saying, that from Lezman Yaakov, that it permits the seeds that were watered from beforehand, the same that would be for Tabitza, would also be permitted. And that's what the continuation of the Gemara asks. That's not really a continuation of Ravina. It's the Gemara that's asking on Ravina. So the Garud, Aser, that the dried field is forbidden to Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, that Allah is like him, from the Imashkelei Idnim, because if you'd water it now, Yavka Kaidim, that just would make it grow earlier, which again, that's for profit, Avalei Pasid, but it wouldn't be that of a loss, and therefore that would be forbidden. So Tabitza Nami, so too regarding Tabitza. Imashki Idna, if you're going to water it now, Kaidim Abachar, it's going to grow quicker. Now, right, you're going to be able to plant it as right after Yom Tov, but a Balei Pasid is not going to be a loss if you're not going to water it. Rather, you're just going to water it again, and therefore again, that would not be considered loss, and therefore that should be awesome. And this opinion goes, because this really Rabbi Lezvin Yaakov, because you're holding Rabbi Lezvin Yaakov, the Gemara asks him that and rejects the words of Ravina because of Lezvin Yaakov. Kach Pesh Rav, that's Rabbi Nechanan explains. Next says, Masa, the beginning of the Gemara, Babitz and Sadi Lov Meshviz. You could do Harbatza of a wheat field in the Shemitir. Now, says Tais, Legavi Shviz, regarding the Shemitir, Pesh Rekonj Rashi explains, what is Mabitzin? That means Ashkab Porta. It means a little watering, but if you did a full watering, that would be forbidden in the Shemitir. And like it sounds like from the Mishnah beginning of the parak that we said Mashkem Beis Hashlochem and Leir Shviyah, it sounds like specifically Beis Hashlochem, but Steves Abal would be forbidden to water in the Shemitir, which that's what the Bryce is going like. And therefore, obviously, our Batze is not a full watering, and therefore it's permitted in the Shemitir. Says Taisis Venir, it seems a chazabai that Rashi retracted, and Rashi appears by Mishnah from what he explained in the Mishnah. Mashkin Beis Hashlochem Amayid, you could water an irrigated field on Chol HaShemayid. Why picking Beis Hashlochem? Because, oh, that's not permitted in by Sadei Beis Abal. But, like Abba Shviyas, but regarding the Shemitir, Sharia Fela Beis Abal, it permits even by Sadei Beis Abal, like we're saying over here, that according to everyone, you could do Marbitzin in the Shemitir, which it sounds like he holds that that's a full-fledged watering. Now, Bani Parash to be Mishnah, I explained in the Mishnah, the Shvi is not really Shadi El Beis Hashlochem. No, Shemitah also is only permitted by an irrigated field, compared to Bekorn Zikaran, like Rashi explains over here. Avol Kashala, but that was difficult to him, because Shema Hocha Ayri Bashka Gemur, because maybe here in the Brisa, it says not beats, and it's talking about a full fledged watering, where the Pligi, Lagabi Moid, Rabbelez Miyak Vedabun, because that's Machloikis, Rabbelez Miyak Vedabun, we're going to call the Moid, that, we're Plaktaihav Bashka Maruba. That's the Machlekes in the Mishnah regarding a full-fledged watering. So from the fact that it says it's that same Machlekes, or something we're talking about Hashkar Gemurah. And therefore, it would seem the same thing is by Shemitah. But it says, but to the contrary, nearly it seems to me that my Bashka Gemurah, that the what the Brisa, the same Arbitzin, is Hashkar Gemurah. El Abad, this that the Brisa changes the wording from to Marbitzin and doesn't say Mashkin, is because the Gavish Lachan Shatar Hashkar regarding an irrigated field that you have to do a lot of waterings and not get Mashkin. So it says that wording of Mashkin. The Gavish is a Baal, but by a rainwater field, so that doesn't need so much. So therefore, Kar Habatza. And like Kathnira Yesa, Pesha Quencha Mishnah, there it seems more appropriate the appearance of Rashi in the Mishnah that regarding Shemitah, you're allowed to go ahead and do even a full fledged watering, even by Stebes Abal. But says Tesla Perusha, the Hacha, Tzarchlam, according to Rashi's interpretation over here, you would have to say, Vashka Gemura, Stebes Abal. That a full-fledged watering is forbidden by a rain-watered field in the Shemitir. But a small sprinkling is permitted in the Shemitir. And by Chalamayit, it's forbidden even a small watering ben Yaakov, as we said, Imba Bitsa Mumayit. Would permit even a full-fledged watering, as the Mishnah said, Chomatim Bezeh Ubezeh. The next test master begins with Zigmat, Sadness, Ishus, Bemoyit, Beshvis, you can capture the Ishus on Chol HaShemayit and HaShemit, which places the attainment to wonder. So we understand regarding Chol HaShemayit, regarding Tircha, but my Kamash Mal Meshviz, what are you teaching regarding the Shemit? That's not work regarding the land. You're allowed to do work, it just can't be work in the land. And moreover, Yehuda, why does Yehuda say you can't do it in the normal way? Why? It's not Isser Shemitah. What you can say is, no, you have to get rid of the stones from your field, because when you're trying to get rid of this creature, the Ishus. And if non paragimel the shviyas, we're not in fact of shviyas, I'm a sakas today, but someone is getting rid of the stones of his ground. Also these different pebbles So we see over there that the stones that are touching the ground, that you're not allowed to move, because then you're going to be fixing the ground. So therefore, that's what we're saying, that you could go ahead, because the way you're doing it here is not taking the stones from the ground, you're only taking ones from the top. So therefore, that's the chiddush that we're saying, that, yeah, in the Shemitah, you're allowed to get rid of this creature, which Tais explains, what's Ishus? What's this creature? My first Rishami, it's explained to Rishami, this chulda, that it's referring to a weasel.